Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis. How may I help you?
Yes, Dennis. I was just calling to get some information concerning, I guess, a letter or note I got in the mail about a loan.
Okay.
A little more information.
Absolutely. If I could just get that reference number from you, the 16-digit reference code there.
Well, it's 2311-4501-0015-4304.
Excellent. How's your day treating you?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I just said, how's your day treating you so far?
Oh, not too bad. It's actually raining right at the moment, but we were needing some rain, so that's good.
Yeah, let's see. I haven't been able to figure out where you guys are located yet, but is the number the 276-773-3109, is that the best number for you guys?
Well, not really.
But it's we can cross that bridge when we get there, but no big deal. Let's see here. Yeah, it doesn't have where you guys are located. Where are you guys at?
The reservation code again?
No, it's okay. I've got, actually, you're in Independence, Virginia. There we go. Just popped up. Or at least your P.O. box is in Independence, Virginia.
That's correct.
Yeah, we're actually, we work in all 50 states, but I'm actually in the San Diego, California office. So we could use a little rain ourselves. But, and this is, you're Alexson, I take it?
I'm Alexander Jason Castle.
Well, okay, yeah, they just had Alexander Castle here. Alexander. So, yeah, based off what I see here, it looks like we did get a good reference on your business from a little loan you took out with Kubota a while back last year. So with that being said, you're eligible for the programs we have here as far as equipment financing and also working capital loans also. Was there something, I guess you called in with some questions, or what kind of questions could I answer for you?
Well, I mean, I'm just, I guess, you know, curious of what your interest rates are, any other type of fees that go along with a loan, I guess, is the main questions I have.
Well, typically we don't have any out-of-pocket expenses or anything like that. You know, sometimes on an equipment loan, they might ask for your first month's payment, last month's payment up front, but they actually go towards the loan, so it's not really considered a fee, I guess you could say. But rates, I mean, they really range. We have an algorithm that we use. We plug in all the risk factors. We look at industry type, how that industry has paid us back in the past, business credit, personal credit, time in business, you know, gross revenue of a company. And kind of throw it through that equation there, and it spits out an approval with a rate, really. So, I mean, rates are at an all-time low right now. You know, they're extremely low. So, as far as rates go, what kind of rates are you qualifying for right now? And I guess, like, maybe a car loan or a house loan or anything like that that you may have applied for recently?
Well, I haven't really, applied a whole lot as far as that goes. I don't necessarily, I mean, I didn't know if of course, you're all's standard, and I guess, again, I know it's different for each person or business, but if it's, you know, something that's, you know, way out of 8-10-15% interest, I'm not a bit interested. I just, wanted to kind of see if there was a, you know, average maybe of what most people pay when you all do loans with other folks or other businesses.
Yeah, I mean, to give you an idea, I just get an approval. Gosh, about, I think it was about 2 weeks ago for a company that they qualified for a 3.7%. I was like a 3.73, I guess, when it was all said and done. But yeah, it was a pretty well established company. They were around 35 years time in business. No real credit issues at all. They had good business credit, good personal credit. And, you know, it was a pretty large company too. But did have a guy who he's applying for a belly dump trailer. I'm not sure if you're familiar with those or not, but he was a little credit challenged. He apparently took out a JCPenney's card and forgot about it, and or maybe his wife took it out or something like that. Either way, you know, it reflected negatively on his report, and he qualified for, I think it was an 8.23, for example. And there were some other issues on there as well. There were some other couple 38 lates and 68 lates, you know, that dated back that they were reflecting on there. So he was a little credit challenged. So, you know, he ended up having a little bit higher rate. But I know Kubota's a pretty competitive company. They're large, obviously very large, and they finance a lot of their own clients. Was it actually a Kubota piece of equipment that you purchased at that time? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
I've actually purchased a couple of pieces of equipment from them.
Yeah, Kubota's a good product.
Yeah, I've been satisfied with their equipment. But anyway, well, I don't know. Again, mine would be more working capital, not really in need of any type of equipment today. But sometimes I get quite a bit of this stuff in the mail, and I usually throw it away. But I just thought I would call this one and kind of get an idea of the interest rates and that type of thing.
Well, as far as working capital, we have quite a few avenues of approach you can actually look into. We have unsecured, which is usually shorter term, anywhere from, you know, maybe 6 months to a year and a half in length. That's a little bit more expensive because it's really just not attached to anything. It's not attached to any collateral or assets or real estate or anything. But some people like it. You know, it's nothing you have to worry about, you know, as far as being attached to collateral. And some people don't have collateral. For example, you know, a staffing company, for example, they don't really own anything other than they got a group of people they send out for jobs or something of that nature. So they don't really have anything they can use for collateral. But if they land a big job and they're not going to be able to pay their guys until they start getting paid from the company they staff through, you know, it makes sense to maybe take a 3-month loan out, a bridge loan or something of that nature. And if they can pay it off early, we'll give them benefits to pay it off early, usually up to 25% of the remaining cost, or, you know, even better in some cases. But, you know, for the shorter term unsecured, I say you really, you know, it just depends on what you're using it for. It needs to make sense. If you equivalate the cost of those to a longer term, like maybe a 3-year loan or, you know, a 5-year loan, it usually comes out to about a 6-8% rate if you want to compare the actual cost. Obviously, it's much, much shorter term. But you're not tied to it for 3 or 5 years or whatever it might be. You can renew it. You can renew it. Once you're 50% paid in, you'll be eligible for more funds at a lower cost and a longer term. But it's also one of those deals that you just got to get it done and over with. And if you have to access it again, great. Well, it'll be here for you, and it should be a lower cost at that time too, depending on how you paid us back, obviously. So that's an option. If you have equipment that you own yourself outright, like, you know, trucks, tractors, trailers, anything else that you want to use as to secure a loan for collateral, we have that route as well. And those are, you know, much more traditional with 3 to 5 year, well, I'd say 2 to 5 year term. And there, you know, a lot of people go that route too if they have that option. But when you're comparing apples to apples as far as the actual costs go, it's usually about the same as far as a longer term or shorter term.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, and I understand all that. Well, I tell you what, I don't know. Of course, I do have some assets. I don't necessarily would want to tie it up if I was going to do anything. It'd probably be something unsecured for a lesser term and to see what I might qualify for. But I don't know. I'll think about it. If I decide to let you run it and see what I might qualify for, I'll call back. But if not,
Okay. Yeah, I understand. No hurry on our end. Hold on to that information. If you have a pen available, I can give you my direct number here.
Okay.
Just want to give me a call back.
Go ahead.
Sure, Alexander. My name's Dennis. And okay. My direct number here, there's no extension or anything, but it's area code 858-519.
Okay.
5315.
5315. Okay.
And,
so I appreciate the information, and like I said, if I decide to let you run it, run my, I guess obviously you check my credit and put the numbers in and all that, and then they tell you what, if anything, that I would qualify for.
Well, in a way, correct. It's not really credit-driven on the unsecured side for the most part. They look at cash flow, really. It's really, I mean, the better credit you have, the longer term you're going to qualify for. But if you're looking for the lowest cost of funds on those unsecured loans, the shorter term is a better route to go anyway. It's going to give you a lower cost as it is. But what they look at is, like I said, cash flow. So they'd want to look at 6 months of bank statements, your most recent tax return. So that way they capture what you're currently doing, and they capture what you did the following year, you know, depending on when you filed. And they'll usually land right around 10% of what your annual sales are. So it's been a good magic number for us to kind of work with. We can land around 10% of the gross annual sales for a company, not the net, but the gross.
Right.
You know, that way a company's still netting at least 90% or more of their sales while they're paying us back. So it's been a pretty good number to work with. But if you know what your gross revenue is, you can do the math there, and that's usually what we can get to you. You, of course, don't have to take the full amount that you're qualified for, but let you know. If you want, Alexander, I can shoot an email out to you as well. That way you can have my contact info that way as well.
Well, if you want to, that'll be fine. It's J for Jason. Castle, CASSELL at castlerealestate.net.
Realestate.net. So that's your real estate company then?
Well, yes, but I'm a part owner in that, but I also farm.
Okay.
For a living, beef cattle, and that's where I spend most of my time, actually, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it takes a lot. I grew up on, we were surrounded by cattle farms, pecan orchards, and peanut fields. I grew up in central Texas in a small town called Comanche. So definitely worked on dairies growing up and stuff like that. So central Texas, right? About 70 miles southwest of the Dallas-Fort Worth area is where I grew up at.
Okay. Yeah.
So, did a little farming growing up myself.
Well, that sounds good. All right, Dennis, thank you a lot.
Not a problem, sir. I'll shoot that email to you, Alexander, and if you have any questions, if it's easier for you to email me, if you want to just ask me that way, that's fine with me, too.
Sounds good.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you.
You, too. Bye-bye.